Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state's track record with energy efficiency. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, Ohio is getting upwards of $200 million in federal funding to help homeowners be more energy efficient. Under the new program, Ohioans can receive rebates for energy-saving home improvements. But Ohio has a history of these programs launching and abruptly stopping. Inside Climate News reporter Dan Guarino is here to explain. Can you briefly walk us through how this new energy efficiency program will assist Ohioans? Who will benefit?
It's more than $200 million, nearly $250 million, that's going to Ohio. And this can be used for a variety of things. It can be used things that are going to lead to using less power, using less gas, and reducing your energy bills. And with the assistance of the rebates, you're making it so that you can do this with a lower upfront cost. And this is aimed at people with low and moderate incomes. The underlying goal is just kind of saving people money.
But these professionals that are doing the energy audits and other work in this field are still a bit wary of this new program. Why the hesitancy?
People who do this work, first of all, they really care about it. They think it's really important. The problem in Ohio is that there is this history of having pots of money that lead to standing up programs, and then the programs kind of go away. There also is this recent history with House Bill 6, just a few years ago in Ohio. Now, this is the bill best known as the nuclear bailout bill. That bill also got rid of requirements that utilities have energy efficiency standards they need to meet. And part of the way that they meet these standards is by doing these energy efficiency programs. So House Bill 6 said that those programs and these requirements would go away. And this caused this just utter bottoming out of the utility spending on these programs. It really left a bad taste in the mouths of the people who do this work.
How did that piece of legislation, HB 6, impact energy efficiency programs across the state? How did it change the market?
Ohio went from having a fairly substantial program, you know, kind of right in the middle of the country in terms of its kind of level of spending on this stuff. After these programs went away, Ohio went down to near zero. And those are numbers that come from American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Ohio fares really poorly if you look at how they compare in the various metrics that the ACEEE uses.
We've also just had a recent change in administration. How could that impact this funding?
We're seeing with the Trump administration attempts to stop some of the future spending from happening, but the money for these energy efficiency programs is, in a legal sense, already out the door. So any attempts to stop that money from being spent would be fought in court, and I don't see how they would win.
You know, we have this kind of rocky history with these programs. What could we do to change that? What can the state do to ensure these energy-saving programs can succeed?
Consumers don't necessarily understand the value of what energy efficiency can do in terms of improving their comfort and in terms of allowing for savings. And the consumers that maybe best do understand are affluent. They're not the people who are suffering because of low incomes and living in extremely drafty homes. So there is this mismatch between where the greatest need is and the greatest desire on the part of consumers to get these services.
That's Dan Guarino, reporter with Inside Climate News. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.